That do I say? Okay, so last time we spoke very interesting about offer, and that was a lot of wine patching other drinks. If the person has wine, makes a broth of boiled crab often, that patterns other drinks, yeah? We said last time. So, for example, someone's got in front of him a cup of wine, he makes a broth of wine, in front of him he's got coffee, orange, Coca-Cola on the table, and it's, he makes the broth on the wine, he can now drink the Coke, the orange juice, the coffee, without any broth whatsoever. And we said, who had done a broth akhlo? It's the same thing actually, yeah? You don't make a broth akhlo, no? A la kefir works everything. That is halacha. First was a few shailas, and our shaila is, how much wine must you drink to pattern the other ones? How much do you need to have? So the Mishnah Berurah is very adamant that you need to have a molly lugmah, which is quite a sizable amount actually, it's about 44 mil. It's roiv ravias, it's quite a lot, 44 mil. And otherwise it doesn't work, said this halacha. He brings that others hold even a minute amount, but he's not happy with it. He holds that ideally, once you have one of them, now you've got a problem. So the Mishnah is very relevant. This, for example, let's say you go to a kiddush shop in the morning. So at the kiddush, someone makes boiled crab offering for everyone. There's a whole display of food there, drinks and everything. And a lot of people like to drink a bit of the wine from a kaddish. So they drink a little sip. And now they've got themselves a problem. Does it help for all the drinks? Coca-Cola, lemonade, coffee, tea, anything you want there, does it help with that? So we suppose what happened, it's got mixed up with it. The person who made kiddish and he drank a molly lugmov, he drank 84 mil, he's got no problem. Because he's definitely covered. But everyone else who just has a minute amount has got a problem.
Was his allegation from part to you?
What,
of
what?
Of your things?
I didn't have any wine.
The other bit.
But the same driver, where's the other? We're connected. If it helps for the boy broke off and would help for anything else, then it helped our Geffen as well. If it doesn't, it won't happen.
And if you don't drink any wine, he makes our Geffen, it doesn't help. No.
You don't drink any wine, it's no shy, it doesn't help at all. It has to be that you drink some wine. I'm saying, ideas drink one of those ones, quite easy. In a kid, it's not the end of the world, you just have a smarty, make sure you have it or something, yeah? The question is what you do if you're after, but I mean, if you have a little bit of wine, you don't have it, yeah?
You said, so just a minute, so you said, as soon as he has a little bit of wine?
So sobbing, now it's a question whether that covers for anything else. Some say it does, but many hold you have to have 44 mil, which is quite a sizable amount.
So some say it's a chashut, okay, best during the week, or like Purim Mishteh, or it's for Shabbat because chashut of Shabbat helps to cover.
No, whatever it is, you need to, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to have 44 mil Shabbat, Purim, any time. It doesn't work as a 44 mil.
You have to have the 44 mil before you have the Coke.
That's a good question, actually. Very question how it works. Typically, how it works sometimes, I can't really say. Yeah, because the last shot, why don't you have a drink before you break your coffin? Can you add a kiff and look for afterwards? Can you help work afterwards for it?
I'm afraid.
Yeah. That's a big section. Why not make it simple? Try to. Then the other one's on the table. So, on the table definitely covers. Whether if you have Dana's for it, that's a big question. What's the mission? The Maaseh, he's Meikle. He doesn't like it. But the Maaseh brings shit home that you know you're going to have a drink. That means Shabbos morning, the person is Kiddush, he's having wine and cake. He knows you're going to have a cup of coffee. The Maaseh said, no, he's not lying on the table. The Maaseh, Mr. Ruhr seems to say that's the which hold that if you're having mind for it also helps. Whether that's ideal, I can't tell you. The Maaseh, that's what he says. In front of him, then we spoke about exceptions as a guest. Guest always helps, everything's covered. That's what we said last time. Let's move on to today. This is a very interesting halacha that's what today about. Wine before a meal. So, generally speaking, I say on both sides, I hinge this to me. But let's say a person is waiting for some visitors to come. So, he's got a nice supper prepared. Nothing to do with the menu I get at home, just telling him a nice supper prepared. And what's happening is he's going to wash when the visitors come. The wine has not turned up. So he looks around at the pot, sees what's going on there. There's some kegel in one pot, there's some meat in another pot. He says, you know what, look, the shaker wasted, it might as well start. So he has a bit, puts on a plate, a bit of kegel, a bit of meat, sits down on his armchair, and he makes a boy bread on his kegel, and a shahakud on his chicken or his meat, whatever it is, he sits down, finishes off the plate, and then, oh, the bell's gone, that's nice. The visitor turned up. So now he wants to go wash. Now, should he make brewing the washes first, or can he carry on because I'm Muslim at the end of the meal after this?
The time-wise makes a difference.
So, if you're going to miss the shit, there's no shy. If you're visiting, you'll have a long time to come. then you definitely have to make a brain of washers. But let's say they're imminent, they're here, isn't they?
You're going straight away to wash.
Yeah.
Yes, but then will the time start again? Because then it would be clean for all the brachot with Birkat HaMazon. You don't have to do a brain of a shot after 72 minutes or something like that.
Okay, so that's what, let's say there's no time period. That's not what about time period. The question is he allowed to rely on Birkat HaMazon?
Yes.
For his kegel and his meat?
I say yes.
Well, yes.
No, we should say brain of food. It's two different things.
So the answer is quite right.
Although he knew he's going to wash soon.
He knew he's going to wash soon. There's no shacks to
be. He's going to wash now. He's going to wash now. With a bench now or wash now?
The Amazon should cover him for everything.
This has got nothing to do with the meal. This kegel and this meat you had before the meal has got no connection to the meal. It's true you're going to have the same thing in the meal, but now it's not in the pasta. It's got no connection to the meal. It's not in the bread meal. I'll tell you something else on my side. You find a chedesh. Means you're in the middle of your bread meal and you realize, oh, my fault, I've not seen brain of washes yet. You know what you do? Brain of washes in the middle of your meal.
Wow, that's a finish.
So brain of washes in the middle of your meal. In fact, as far as I'm not actually, once you finish eating, if you finish eating your meal, now that was a bit of a sad.
You bench, you still have to say brain of washes.
What?
You bench, you still have to say brain of washes.
Wow. Yeah, if you bench already, and he's realised now, I've not made my brain of washes on the key of the thing, that he has to make a brain of washes. I must say, the exception is cake, wine and dates. But here, this is
interesting. That's not cool, right?
So everyone asks a trick question. How can you eat a meal in the middle of the meal and say brain of washes on this? Well, what's the answer? I'll tell you the truth, most people get this answer. And then you ask me a real question. How can you be benched, and after bench, you start to make brain of washes? And the answer is that if you had a meal, if you had something to eat beforehand, if you got no connection to the meal, then you would have to make
Then you would allow
it. It's not right what you've done. You should really make a meal beforehand, unless it's very shortly beforehand.
That's what I was thinking.
If you had wine, also you don't have to make.
What?
If you had wine, for
obviously,
also don't have to.
Come to wine.
Yeah.
But you said if he has no charcoal, nothing to say about Nefer Shot during the meal with the bread.
I'll come to that.
Uh-huh,
okay. Right? The bread, you get a kegel and your schnitzel and your steak, you should say brain of washes.
Mm-hmm.
Before you start again, yeah?
Yes.
Right. Now, okay, let's just come straight to what he's saying. It's very important to what he's saying. There is an interesting halacha, though. How can you make it that this brocha will be part of the meal? How can you do that? How can you make your hadoma or shahakal and your kegel and your meat be part of the meal?
You want to avoid the burning of fossils.
He's had a different exercise going to all shitters. No, Charlotte.
But if he has the kavanah that he will definitely eat bread and he will have a meal, so he must.
No.
I'm trying to go and help you because it's nothing to do with the meal. The schnitzel or the steak before your meal has nothing to do with the bread meal. There's one way you can tie it up. And that is if I can use that brocha for the meal time, then it gets schlepped into the meal. How can I do that? I'll make it.
What?
You've washed.
Exactly.
So well, I say, but
what can around. You eat which can make
it? There you go, so you're halfway there. So, what can I eat that will eat the brocha? Let's say, for example, I have an apple before a meal. I make a bird place on my apple, and I say, I'm not going to have an apple in the middle of me as well. So, this boilerate prehydrate for the apple is going to be used also for the apple in the middle of me.
They have to come on for it.
Yeah.
Beforehand.
Why is the apple different than the kugel?
Because the kugel, my friend, doesn't need a brocha. Your pass, it's bottom to the pass, it doesn't need a brocha. My apple needs a brocha in a meal. So the eights I'm making now will work for the
meal. What else needs a brocha in
the
meal?
The zonus helps.
The zonus is my shy because it's a solid pass. It might be much better kugel.
What other brocha do you need in the middle of the meal?
What?
What other things do you eat in the middle of the meal?
So I'm give me another example. How can I make a shahakal, a piece of steak?
Ice cream.
I know having ice cream in the middle of the meal, then that shahakal I make on my steak is being used also for my ice cream. That gets licked, that's called a lick to the meal. That bracha now will get schlepped into the meal and the bich, I might as well pat everything.
So, but after I've gone before the meal, I'm having my kugel, my kugel or my shahakel, and I'm going to have something in the meal to pat something there. So I'm just make bone and fushes, it's easier. You're talking about the cake that you forgot. You're not talking about it, just make the bone and fushes. Why do you have the whole. What?
I'm saying, if you're going to have ice cream in the meal, you don't have bone and fushes.
Because you know you're going to have it, therefore you don't want to do bone and fushes.
You have a drink, you should have it.
Sorry.
Better situation, it can be quite relevant in 5 weeks' time. We have a piece of potato.
Five weeks' time,
we have a piece of potato, then we have some bread, and then we have some bitter herbs or some lettuce, on which we'll have to say the Adama will count when
for afterwards. Well, arrived in that case, actually. Well, Roman's arrived on the carapace. You make boiled crab top on the carapace.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what he's talking about, because we don't have a kazayas. Oh,
he's talking
about you had a kazayas. And what happens is you have in mind for the morrow in the middle of the
night. You have less than a kazayas.
We have less because that's there, but he must be talking about one because actually he says it's no problem because since you're using that boiled crab for the morrow in the middle of the meal,
yes,
to stop it when you need it, so therefore that bracha gets schlepped into the meal and that won't help you. We don't have a kazayas because you know why we don't have a kazayas on the side?
Because it might be too long by the time.
Oh, very good. It's too long. The ikkun is much too far by the time. Now, if you have two or three radishes for kazayas, but you're having the meal maybe 2 hours later.
But there are some views who said the whole maggot can
some
be chopped.
Like that. So that's an interesting point. So that is how you can step it in by doing this. Yeah, that's number one. So I'm saying, if someone asks a question, how could it be about schnitzel or kegel before a meal? I don't have to make a broch after broch on it. The answer is, because I'm using that broch for the meal time. That one has another interesting enough with wine. Now this thing, I didn't have a chalak from Shabbos, I always had this problem, but I've got a bit clearer about Shabbos preparing the shir. Wine before meal is a very interesting shayla rishonim. Because some people rishonim learn that wine is an appetizer. I don't know how this works, but wine apparently gets the stomach working. So some rishonim learn that if you have wine before the meal, that is automatically included in Birchas Hamazon. Because even though you haven't washed yet, but it's helping you in the mealtime because it's going to start the stomach working, so it helps you now eat. Some Rishonim are, because of that, if you make boiled crab gofren before the meal, and you have in mind, this is important, so I never realized it, you have to have in mind for wine as well in the meal.
Oh, you have to drink wine.
What?
You have to drink wine.
Yeah.
If you don't.
If you don't, so then you've got this shayla, mummy says, an appetizer, what to do? So, you're quite right. Our shayla over here is where you're not drinking wine with me. If you make a gofren before the meal, Wednesday night, it's a special anniversary, and you've got a wine meal coming on, so you start off with boiled crab gofren, and let's say, if you know you're going to have wine, and if you know you're going to have wine, and you've got this hat of appetizer, let's say you're not having any wine in the meal.
Correct.
The question is now, will Birchas Hamazon help
us?
Because we see a bad kiddish, we see kiddish is different. You need that for your meal. That's linked to the meal.
Even though you don't, I think they give you up.
Yeah, that's much better. We're talking about a person on Wednesday night has a special meal.
You go to a place, get cocktails served before the meal. So everyone's having cocktails with wine, and then you're going to wash, and then you don't have wine in the meal.
That's a shame.
So benching.
But that is a shame. That means if you learn that wine's an appetizer, and it helps stimulate the stomach to the meal. Even though you had it before the meal, if you learn that it doesn't, it's not because you've got a problem. Now, Mr. Wood is very not happy about this. He's not happy with the people who say it's an appetizer. I mean, Shulnar passes an appetizer. Shulnar says that someone has it before the meal, he makes great drug off, and it patterns you because I'm awesome. But the Bialoch is not happy about this, if we can find it between. Bialoch is really not happy about this at all, about wine before the meal. There's a Kufay Dalet. Kufay Dalet Sibob. So Machal Paskin Zach, Mummy's appetizer. They were Achay Yash Basura, the Chay Pertes Yash Nifnea Mosm. If you have wine before the meal, Birchas Hamazon pass it. Because it's an appetizer. He knows his mummy's like an appetizer. and I was helping you to eat the meal.
That we helped.
The Maisa, the Bialoch over here, we've got a lot to show you, but I'm not happy with it. They learn wine is not appetizing. And therefore, wine is a big problem now. If someone has wine a little weak, someone has wine, what do you do? So you're right, you go to a chasna, not a chasna. Yeah, a chasna, let's say. Mm. Where you get these cocktail bars?
Before the chuppah, after the chuppah, you have cocktail bars and wine and whiskey.
And
then you wash after. Yeah. And then you wash after.
But why not? Yeah, the chasna got wine on the table.
I don't want to drink wine on the table. I can drink.
Don't drink wine. So if you drink wine, no, I want whiskey. That's an appetizer. That links the whole meal together.
You don't.
But what's that? If you have wine during the course of the meal as well, it's much better. Because the bone drank off it before helped for after.
If you didn't, there's nothing to put to it.
What?
If you didn't.
If you didn't, then you've got this topic over here, what to do.
And the Birkhaz Mazin does cover it or not.
Will it or not. So the Bais and the Sofit, what to do. It's very problematic what to do. You know, it's not a problem. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? You should do like on Wednesday, actually. He's not happy about this.
Yeah, he's okay. Yeah. Okay.
Have another drink.
Yeah, the Mice, what you could do if someone did this.
Yeah, have a drink.
The Mice, what drink?
Have a drink of wine during the soup.
Yeah, that's the best, but I'm saying
he did it. Yeah.
I had swear. That kind of comes to one moment. But the Mice, the Mice, if someone had wine before
he's the meal, bench, yeah.
He's not having wine during the meal, the Mice, because of the suffering, don't make a problem that way. Leave it. Because of the suffering, remember, now, I had a big question on this. Why must you? He's mentioned so clearly. If you're having wine before the meal, and you want to have wine during the meal, you must have in mind for it. Either has to be on the table, or you must have in mind for it. Now, I had a question for many years on this. It's a question now. I find an answer. Let that remain. So, if someone has an apple, if someone makes a bracha, but you ate from an apple from a fruit bowl, takes the apple from the fruit bowl, has an apple, sits down, learns a bit. Then 10 minutes later, he decides I want to have another one. Does it make a new bracha?
No.
Doesn't actually.
Yeah.
Because Chazal says there's a smorah that a person starts on with a small thing, we might want more to say. So I have a question. So why is wine different? Why don't you sing the same single tune about wine? If I have a glass of wine, let's say any time, why does the Mishnah say you have to have it in front of you or you have to have das to have another glass?
It's quite filling wine, you cannot drink too much.
One glass? You can have one glass. Why can't one glass? So Shlomo's other glass is kasher. Make sure what you said on Shlomo's answer. You said on Shlomo's answer, you have to say that I know what it means. But there, you only used to have one glass of wine. It's like just having a mind for one glass.
Yeah. Expensive, maybe that's wrong.
But and things changed now. You might say people could drink quite easily.
Yeah, it's changed now.
It's
changed.
It's much more available.
People have a lot of wine. People have a lot of wine. You have one bottle.
In olden days, olive oil was more expensive than wine. Wine was very cheap.
In those
days. Sometimes it could work.
But in France, for example, they have
a lot of drink, yes, like water.
In times of war, they could drink more than one glass of wine.
Sorry?
In times of war, the wine was very, very strong. As we started to drink.
That's why. It sounds like in France, they drink a lot of wine.
It's like water.
So, quick sequel, I'm confused everyone. Very simple. It's very simple. But normally, if a person has something before the meal, which has got no connection to the meal itself, yes. Schnitzel, chips, everything else, even if you're having the meal itself, it's got no connection, you don't need the meal, the person has that before the meal, he has to make a brocha and throwing on that first. If, however, that brocha is going to be used for the meal time itself, what she made of Adoma on Kegel, and he has in mind to use it for, I don't know what, a melon, then that brocha carries over to the meal, or the shackle carries over to ice cream, all that will work. Okay,
how would you say it's not possible?